This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Chick quits, plus Tom's annoying people, and shoes. They're all coming up right after this.
Donnie Baker Street. A year round we would trick or treat and play paintball and get stowed in your jaw if you said the wrong thing. I had this dream about buying a boat, so I sewed some tapes that me and Scotty wrote. Gotta use sport craft, put a mattress in back, and me and Boner both got laid. Angel Skinner, she was so easy. And Patty Ferguson, so sleazy. But she's pregnant. Help, they're both pregnant now. Dusty's mom used to be happening. Rumor had it she did Eric Clapton. But Dusty told me it was a Rolling Stone.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Yes, I am.
Wearing the silver medal again today. Or what is that?
No, it's a little Buddha thing.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, namaste.
Aren't you Catholic?
Yes, I am. It's just for fashion, not for...
Head in your bed?
Oh, yeah, we'll tell that to Jesus when you get to the pearly gates.
You know what?
St. Peter's 4 weeks in hell, bitch.
St. Peter.
Ah, that's Jesus for you.
That's St. Peter.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, boy. Salty tongue of Jesus.
Say what you want, but Jesus calls a spade, my gosh.
You think Jesus has that duty? He's security guy in heaven? No.
No, everybody needs a day off.
Hey, wouldn't it be funny if he got up there and there was a disgruntled Jesus going, ah, jeez, St. Peter got drunk last night.
Hi, Pat Godwin.
Last time I turned well water into wine.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hi.
Sorry.
You think he's been contrary earlier in the week? He's really contrary today.
Who? So me?
Josh Arnold.
Okay. Yes. Well, just wait.
Just thought of one thing.
Ace Cosby.
Where is Ace?
At the truck phone hotline hot phone. I was going to say it.
I don't think you were.
Don't think you were.
You looked over at Willie.
There's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee. Here's Tom. I quit. It's finally happened.
But before we get on with the show and try to continue where we were, I have a technical question for you guys. I just heard part of your discussion off the air.
Yeah.
You guys are, some of you anyway, I guess Chick, I don't know about Ace, Chick and Willie are both into athletic shoes,
mm-hmm.
to a degree. I got a friend who's, what are they called, sneakerhead?
Mm-hmm.
That buys shoes, doesn't even open them, keeps them in the box as an investment.
Well, but he's insane, though.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You heard me. You're insane. I know he's listening.
Hi, Scott.
Weirdo.
But, Chick, at one point you had more than 500 pairs of shoes.
That's, yes.
Okay. And you've calmed down a little bit. You gave quite a few of them away.
Yes. I've done that about four times, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I don't care at all. I have this one pair of athletic shoes that Kelly got for me that I really like, that you don't like. I don't even know what they're called. It's like OGs or something. What
are they? Not called OGs. They should call them old 2-liter bottle is what they
what
should call
it?
Them.
What does this say? It looks like it says OC.
They're for cutting grass.
They're for old rich men.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, that's perfect then.
They're on shoes.
In any event, but what's the protocol? I was somewhere yesterday. I was at one of my little girl's soccer practices, and there was a friend of mine.
Well, that's got to be a joy for the soccer coach.
Oh, boy, can I imagine.
Having you there.
Oh, the soccer coach is the greatest.
My new shoes? Look at these things.
No, just the opposite. No, this guy's a great guy. He's a really great coach. Wonderful with these little girls. They're having a great time. But a friend of mine was there. What's the protocol on asking about shoes? I mean, is it okay to go, hey, what are those?
Of course.
Yeah. It's okay to do that?
Sure.
To whom?
To anybody. I mean, can you walk up and go, hey, those are some pretty cool shoes.
Why not?
That isn't like a come on.
I will
that?
Say,
oh,
you hear
no.
that every week.
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
You hear that every week.
But no, but I know you guys.
You think it's code?
No,
you think it's code to go in the bathroom and
okay, so
for
let me,
a quickie?
Well, let me change it up here. I was in the grocery store last winter. And there was a guy, let me finish, there was a guy wearing a really cool leather jacket.
All right.
Really great. And I thought, that's, I wonder what kind, now is it cool to go, I didn't go up to him and go, hey, that's a really nice jacket.
Don't do that.
But it's okay to go up to someone and say, hey, those are really nice shoes. What
Not
are
really.
Those?
No, because Chick is my friend, so I can say those are nice shoes. Also, yes. The term, what are those, it was like a Vine thing, and it can kind of be disrespectful. So avoid saying, what are those? It was like a whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, just Google it. You can figure it out.
Okay.
No, I think you're totally fine going up to somebody and going, man, I like that jacket. May I ask where you got it?
No.
I think that's great.
No.
What's wrong with that?
That's a compliment.
No. Mind your own business. Don't talk to anybody. Yep. Keep your head down.
Keep it moving.
Would you do that?
I'm going to do that today in here.
Now, Christy. Yeah.
I'm going to kill all of you.
We get the Orkin guy over here to get the bug out of his ass. Christy?
Yes.
So if you're at some event and there's some woman you don't know and she's wearing shoes or a jacket, would you walk up and go, oh, those are really nice. Where are those?
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Okay.
I thought that was like 80% of female conversation.
All women do that.
That and gossip.
Yeah.
And
talking
about boobs.
You know how broads are.
We do talk about boobs a lot.
What's the protocol on this? You
Real
see
or
some.
Not.
You see some. You see someone you haven't seen for quite some time.
Yeah.
What's and clearly there's been some kind of augmentation.
Uh-huh.
Surgically.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
Do you say, oh wow, I can tell you got a boob job?
Well, you can say.
And then do you go to the ladies' room and go, can I see him?
Usually they want to show you.
Yeah.
That's
really?
Kind of the yeah. Oh.
And
don't
feel these. You've got to feel
yeah.
these.
They feel so real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? Do you feel them?
Of course. I'm not going to be rude.
So is your camera broken? What the hell's wrong with you? Now, would that be too much if you said, hey, look, can I take a picture of these without your face in them?
I would never do that.
So, yes, I probably would be too
much. Yeah, that's too much.
Okay. But
you know it.
Yeah, he does know it.
You're a menace.
Josh, what I'm trying to do here that you don't seem to understand is I want Christy to be eventually lulled into the hypnotic suggestion that I'm making. So the next time this happens, she goes, would you mind if I took a photograph of your new breasts?
It's completely acceptable, and you should do
sure,
more.
Sure, yeah, that's going to go over well with
the
my
thing,
friends.
Here's the thing with you. Okay, I've always heard this charming story about Stephen King. He lives up in Maine by himself, but he has a core of neighbors that know who he is.
Sure.
They leave him alone. He goes to the store. You know, they call him Steve, all this stuff. They know he's Stephen King.
Sure.
I think people around here know who you are. You're wandering around the store asking them what kind of shoes they're wearing. And where'd you get that leather jacket?
No, I'm not. I'm just asking if that would have been cool because I really wanted to know.
No, anything you do, anything you think you should do is not cool, okay?
You really wanted to know?
Because you're not cool.
But Chick, here's where I sit, all right?
All right.
He's going to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
going to
do it. Yeah.
So why not coach him as best we can?
I guess.
So he doesn't end up in jail.
Here we go. So if you're going to do it, let's make one thing very clear. There's no need to mention your race or the person's race.
Well, how is the other person going to know who he's talking
to? Need, there's
or
no need
who
for
they
you
resemble.
Go, for you to go, no, yes. I know that I'm no black gentleman, but I think I could pull that off.
You don't need to say
do
that.
You think your dad would say that? Oh, no, no, it would be, pardon me, my man, 50 grand.
You don't need that happening.
Do you ever watch The Daily Blast Live with Al Jackson? I have his phone number. We're friends.
That's another thing. You never want to talk about other people you know that are a similar race. You're not my grand.
No, no. You don't talk about how you know them. You ask them if they know them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you must know Al Jackson.
Yeah. My grandma pulled that move.
Who's your favorite golfer? Tiger Woods. Right?
Yeah, it's got to be Tiger.
Yeah, it's got to be Tiger. Yeah.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
How did we get from tennis shoes to here?
No, I'm just wondering, because you guys talk about shoes all the time. Shoes, I don't care at
That's
all.
That's because...
I'm with you.
Then if you saw a pair of shoes that you really liked, yeah, of course you should.
No, I'm just saying, is that a good conversation starter? When this guy was wearing...
Do you compliment strangers?
Of course he does. He talks to strangers.
The man insults strangers, too.
No, I mean...
He's pulled people over and said their child seats installed improperly.
Yep. No, like yesterday.
This guy was in the same car that I was driving, a Suburban, and he had a baby in the front seat, and that's dangerous and illegal.
Here we go.
So I flagged him down, pulled him over, and said, "Hey, you better put your kid in the back seat."
You should carry handcuffs.
Well, no, I mean, that's
what you should.
Anyone knows anything about automobiles?
You know, Willie's got a little bit of that trait in you, where you're. That your heart just being bigger than it should be.
What is this?
Bigger than common sense.
Remember when he goes, "Oh yeah, I bought a bunch of reflective vests so that when I drive around and I see people jogging, I go, hey, why don't you put this on? You are your father's son."
I'm not kidding. There was a guy yesterday running shirtless. The only thing I could see was the little Nike swoosh on his pants. I thought it was a dog collar.
Yep.
So I flashed my brights. I wanted to give this guy a lecture.
No, really, I almost hit that guy.
Yeah.
And it would have been his fault. Mm-hmm. But of course, I would have gone to jail.
You know what
I
mean? And you'd have been all over the front page.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
a madman runs over joggers.
The people that jog it.
There used to be. I don't think they're there anymore.
They are.
The ladies' club?
Yes, the ladies' club.
That walk in the dark right in this neighborhood all the time.
All the time.
On a blind curve in the middle of the street.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I get it. Summer's hot. You don't want to walk in the middle of the day.
I get it, too. Good for you, man. You're out there doing what you can, you know.
I do, too, but wear something reflective.
My goodness. Yeah, put like a miner helmet on.
Well, the guy...
Yes.
This morning, the guy had the miner helmet saw. Yeah.
Well, did you pull him over and ask what kind of shoes he had on?
No, I did not.
So,
but I do...
Chick, as a shoe guy, And you are a shoe guy, admit it. But you're kind of a closet shoe guy.
Admit it, like he's a lawyer. You are a shoe guy.
No,
like
there are very shoes out that I see that I don't know what they are.
But do you ever walk up to someone and go, hey, where did you get the Jordan Supermax $1,000?
No, because then I have to say, hi, how are you? No.
Yes, and more importantly, Chick does not want... And I'm talking to the listener here.
Yes.
You to come up to him and say, what kind of shoes are those?
Yes.
He would rather you wave from afar. Chick, big fan. Keep moving.
Love now, it. Would you? Oh, thanks. Kiss my ass. Yeah, whatever.
Sayonara. As someone who's ignorant of athletic shoes, how about this for an idea? Josh and I both don't care about athletic shoes. What if Josh and I had you and Scott on and we talked shoes? Would that be interesting to?
I don't think so. No. I don't.
There are podcasts about athletic shoes.
No, because
there must be.
Scott and I would get into like minutiae of stuff, and I don't think anybody would.
No, but that's what podcasts are for. It's for people who are into.
Podcast.
But we're not, remember?
Yes, but that would put me in a room with you more than 4 hours a day, and I can't stand it. Okay.
Got a letter.
I love you, but I can't stand it.
It says, Dear Bob and Tom Show, I had to check in and say thanks. I listen every morning getting ready for work. I don't know what I would do without you guys. What a nice thing. This is from Pete in Ramrod Key.
Okay.
Where is that?
I had to look that up. Ramrod Key is in the Florida Keys.
Oh.
And I looked it up. There's some beautiful pictures of it. Ramrod Key, originally named Roberts Island, renamed for a ship that was wrecked on a reef south of Ramrod Key in the 19th century.
Oh.
That's a fun story.
Yeah. But
I didn't know about Ramrod Key. Pete, thanks for listening. We certainly appreciate it.
Are there any females that live there?
I would imagine that there are people of both genders, if you will, if not more.
You heard it here. Tom thinks there are only two genders.
Oh, God.
I just qualified that. I was just trying to say hi to Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Hi, I hope things are great in Ramrod Key. Whatever you're into is okay with
me.
Love
to visit.
Okay. Looks like a great spot. But while we're at it, let's go north.
North to Alaska.
Almost.
What's that guy's name? Johnny Winter?
Johnny Horton.
Johnny Horton. I love that guy.
Johnny Winter is Edgar's brother.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Edgar Winter's white trash.
Who's Johnny great Winter? Band. Is that the guy that was on Carson's couch a lot?
No, that was Jonathan Winters.
Dude, I am all over the place today. I got nothing.
Hello, Daddy.
Fair.
Today, September 1st, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire Day. Come on.
First day of fall.
I thought, do you remember?
21st of September.
First day of September.
Kidding.
Okay.
Yeah. You weren't just kidding. You were wrong.
No.
It's okay to be wrong.
Could we get back to the mailbag?
But first.
North to Alaska.
No. This is, wait a minute. No, this is the appropriate song.
What are you
for
talking
this.
About?
Go from the Keys to Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Criminy.
The show's international.
The Keys to Canada. Criminy.
Got a great letter here from a truck driver named Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Listens to us in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. He works for a trucking company up there. He said, normally I'm not a radio guy, but 2 months ago I discovered you guys.
What do you mean not a radio guy? What the hell does that mean?
It probably means he
normally
doesn't
I don't slum and listen to radio.
And I was trying to. I can't be nice to anybody anymore.
I make my audio.
Craig,
I make my audio up on my. Anyone can do it.
I'm sorry.
That is not. That's what you.
That's normally. What
usually I have two small fellows have a conversation in front of
you
me.
You tiny brain.
Stop.
Terrestrialism.
Well, there went Craig, our new
I'm so sorry.
He's a radio man now.
Tell us about Craig.
He was trying to say thanks.
Whatever, Craig.
Craig, I apologize. I'm not sure who put all the dicks in the water.
Who put all the dicks in the water?
He started it. Normally I don't listen to radio.
Hey, Captain of the Bucket of Dicks, could you be quiet for a minute?
Okay, sorry.
Craig enjoys the show very much, driving all around Ontario. Great, beautiful country, I'll tell you that. And he's just north of Lake Ontario.
Cool.
Yeah,
and he actually has some jokes for Ace Cosby.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So, Ace, I'll be giving you Craig's letter here in a second. He said, I hope you guys would talk a little more about fishing.
Oh,
the
man.
Greatest activity on the planet.
Oh.
So Craig's a fisherman.
Fisherman is he.
Hmm. Aren't you going fishing this weekend?
Yes.
Okay. And, Chick, weren't you talking yesterday about your fishing trip to Canada?
Yes, I was. Yes, where you were. I was attacked by, it turns out, a Canadian lynx, I guess, or something.
Is which Josh told us Canadian lynx are also what they call...
well, we call breakfast sausage.
Exactly.
They're a little thicker than the normal one. Yeah.
You were attacked by a breakfast sausage?
Yes.
I certainly was. I thought about that at 4 p.m. and I told somebody about it. I was so happy about that line.
Okay, this goes, by the way, I am looking forward to your piss diaper contest. I've already got a group of friends together. We're going to do this, too.
Wow.
So, once again, we're going to be putting on adult diapers next Thursday and having a contest to see who can fill it the
most. I am feigning a nervous break.
You're an omen. We have to make that very clear.
Well, then I should read this letter that comes to us from Lonnie. You think Chick is cranky most mornings? Wait till he's sitting in a wet diaper for about an hour. I honestly, I don't think Chick is cranky most mornings.
Really?
You know, Ace, that
excuse
that certainly helps.
as you recently said to Christy,
I have to start calling Ace Scooby. He sounds exactly like Scooby-Doo. Everything out of his mouth is Scooby-Doo. There it is. He doesn't even have to try.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus. And focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.